It is Sunday, December 7th, 2014, and you are listening to The Kickabout. The Kickabout is the Nationals podcast focusing on football in the UAE, and it is part of the Extra Time series. I am your host, Paul Freeland, and we are back from hiatus. Back and, dare I say, better than ever. This will be something of a catch-up show, so strap in as we take a trip in the Wayback Machine. As you probably don't need me to tell you, the UAE did not win the 22nd Gulf Cup of Nations. They won once and drew twice in their group, finishing second to Oman on goal difference, then lost 3-2 to host Saudi Arabia in the semifinals, and they beat Oman in the third-place match. Obviously, that wasn't the result Mahdi Ali and his team wanted, although they could be forgiven for seeing the Gulf Cup as something as a prelude to next month's Asian Cup in Australia, which is the big prize. You know who also didn't win the Gulf Cup? The Saudis. They lost the final 2-1 on home soil to Qatar. Now, keep that in mind. We'll come back to that. In the Arabian Gulf League, results are coming thick and fast as the league wedges in 6 match days between the end of the Gulf Cup break on November 29th and the start of the Asian Cup break on December 21st. So in Week 9, we'll run through these scores real quick. It's Ajman 0, Sharjah 4, Al Dhafra 3, Kalba 1, Al Wasl 2, Shabab 2, Fujairah 0, Banias 7, Al Ain 1, Al Nasr 1, Al Jazeera 1, Al Huwada 1, and Al Ahly 0, Emirates 1. And then just a few days later, in Week 10, it was Sharjah 0, Fujairah 2, Al Huwada 2, Dhafra 1, Al Shabab 2, Ajman 1, Banias 2, Jazeera 3, Emirates 2, Al Wasl 3, Kalba 1, Al Ain 4, and Al Nasr 2, Al Ahly 1. Right now, the biggest story in the country is the hot mess that is Al Ahly. The defending AGL champions are winless in their last 4 league matches, had just 1 win in their last 7 in all competitions. They're in 7th place, 9 points off the pace. Mirel Radoy, who they worked hard to bring in during the offseason, reportedly wants to leave the club in January, and coach Cosmin Olaroyu is coming in for heavy criticism from all corners. Further complicating matters, the Saudi national team have fired their coach Juan Ramon Lopez Caro for not winning the Gulf Cup on home soil, remember? And they're reportedly waving $5 million under Olaroyu's nose to convince him to leave the UAE and lead them at the Asian Cup. Now, after winning the last 3 league titles in the UAE, 2 with Al Ain, remember, and then last season with Al Ahly, Olaroyu may feel he has nothing left to prove here. Now, Al Ahly should end their winless skid on Wednesday as they host Kalba, who have 1 point from 10 matches and are all but dead certs to go back down to Division 1. And of course, if they don't, then Olaroyu may not even, his job may not last as long as the post-match press conference. But even if all goes to plan there, Al Ahly then travel to league leaders Al Wada and host a suddenly resurgent Banias to close out league play for 2014. And underwhelming and bitten by injuries as they've been at times, Al Wada are still in top spot, and impressively, they're unbeaten in their last 20 AGL matches. You know, this is the final 10 matches of last season, which helped lift them up to second place in the final standings, and then they've won 6 and then drawn 4 in their first 10 league matches of this season. Stretching that streak into 2015 will be no mean feat, because they close out the year with matches at Al Ain, home to Ali, and then at Al Nasr. Then again, with Amer Omar, Damian Diaz, and Sebastian Tagliabue clicking, and Ismail Matar back in the starting 11, it would take a brave person to go against them. Banias, meanwhile, look nothing like the club that struggled so mightily at the start of the season. You know, there was talk that new coach Luis Garcia might not even make it to 2015 before losing his job, but boy, how things have changed. That heartbreaking loss to Al Jazeera on match day 10, that snapped a 6-match winning streak in all competitions. If Amer Abdulrahman remains on song and Dennis Trakwalersi continues scoring a goal a game, because he's played 7 in all competitions and he's got 7 goals, Banias could be pushing for a return to Asian competition sooner rather than later. And speaking of clubs finding a new life, Al Wasl appear to have hit upon a winning formula after looking more like relegation candidates for much of last season and the first month of this season. Since new manager Gabriel Calderon arrived on October 14th, Wasl have played 7 times in all competitions, winning 3, drawing 3 and losing 1. They now sit comfortably in mid-table, well clear of the relegation zone. And they could be in a position to make life difficult for the teams above them. Though they'll probably have to wait for next season to start fighting for the title, to reclaim their title of Dubai's best club. Because Al Ahly still above them, and moreover, Al-Shabaab and Al-Nasr are really taking advantage of Al Ahly's stumbles. Nasr in particular looked impressive as they drew at Al Ain and beat Al Ahly to continue lurking just outside the Champions League places. And just as a note for our listeners, if you can find video of Brett Holman's long-range equalizer against Ali, make sure you give it a look because that was a thing of beauty. Hey, that's the kind of goal you'll see on AGL highlight reels for years to come. So, this week, match day 11. On Tuesday, we have Fujairah hosting Shabaab, Al Dhafra v. Banias, and Ajman v. Wasl. And then on Wednesday, if you've got Al Ahly v. Kalba, and you better bet, you can be sure that there'll be plenty of eyes on that. You've got Jazeera versus Sharjah, Al Ain versus Al Wada in what is pretty clearly, you know, the match of the round, and then Al Nasr v. Emirates. One thing to keep an eye on for the Jazeera Sharjah match, in the Banias Jazeera match in back in round 10, Jazeera goalkeeper Ali Kashif had to leave the match at halftime, and it looked to be in some pain when he did so. And that could be a real concern for Mahdi Ali and the UAE going into their preparations for the Gulf Cup, because Ali Kashif has been the mainstay at the back there for the national team. And if Mahdi Ali is going to have to make a change at goalkeeper, you probably want to know pretty quickly so we can have that group settled and then maybe call in a different third goalkeeper for his training camp ahead of the Asian Cup in Australia. Thank you for joining us on The Kickabout. This podcast was edited by Marwan Al-Hamadi and produced by the National's Multimedia Desk. Follow the Multimedia Desk on Twitter at NSVUAE and follow the Sports Desk at SPRT National UAE. I'm Paul Freeland. Thanks for listening.